Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And you can stream on that website there, TNTRadioEmpire.com. In case you're somewhere where there's not a radio.
Bunch of apps out there.
Radio stations, please patronize the radio stations and the advertisers. We appreciate that very much. And, you know, so do the radio stations. In these pandemic times, on a thirsty Thursday. Thought it was Friday when I woke up this morning.
Ah.
I said, damn, it's Friday. Oh, no, it's not.
No.
No, it's not. No, it's not. So we're here for your pleasure. And getting towards that big Memorial Day weekend.
Anybody have big plans?
No.
Going to take the camper out?
No, I don't have a camper.
Going to get the boat going?
I don't have a boat.
Jet skis, get all your buddies together and get on the jet skis for a little while.
I don't have a jet ski.
That would actually probably be a good distancing for everybody.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to be around anybody on one of those. I mean, if somebody, you know, your family member could be on the back of that thing, right?
If you had your own jet ski.
Yeah, actually, I like those things, actually, but I don't have one.
Going to have a nice big backyard barbecue with all your friends? No.
No.
Nope.
No.
All right. Let's just say Labor Day. Hey, happy Labor Day. It's Labor Day.
Normally we say, I don't want to piss away the summer, but in this case,
begging for it.
I'm ready to make an exception.
Yeah, I'm begging for November.
Let's just piss away the summer.
I'm begging for spring of 2021.
Right. Let's just get the second wave over with right now.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Oh,
just,
that's not going to happen.
Right, everybody just spit on each other.
Just a cold, by the way. I saw that yesterday. 100,000 people dead soon here in about a week. It's just a cold, so I'm... I thought I was at the bottom of the internet, or I should say the bottom of Facebook, but apparently I'm not. I couldn't even unfriend enough people to get rid of the people that say it's just a cold.
Don't even ever think you're at the bottom of social media.
I don't. Yeah, exactly. I'm not.
It can always go down.
I always thought I was for the past 3 years, but now it's just complete stupidity.
But we can't break up. We're social media.
No. I know. No, we can't. I mean, we can't.
No, but
It's part of the business now.
But don't fool yourself into thinking it. Oh, it cannot go any lower than this.
Oh, I know. I don't.
Oh, it will.
I was joking, but
will.
But on the bright side, though,
just a cold. It's just a cold.
There are people on social media who are of like mind.
Oh no, no, there's more. There's more of those. There's actually more of those.
Right.
There's more of those. Right. There's more some fairly smart people, and then there's a lot of really dumb people.
Knuckle draggers.
Well, I think just the fact that the restaurants are open. Yet not overrun. I should tell you that not everybody's comfortable getting out there yet.
I was mentioning yesterday, I saw somebody in the news who runs a restaurant in town, and they were just surprised nobody was showing up. They thought it'd be packed. Now, bars in Council Bluffs, that's Iowa if you're not in our area, and it's right across the river from Omaha, so it's right here. They're opening up May 28th, and just bars. Yeah, okay, whatever.
Half capacity.
Yeah. Okay, so will they have any musical entertainment?
I didn't say, but there are some bunch of bars there, you know, that usually have music. I saw it on the news last night, so I don't know.
Yo, my social media is full of, you know, guys in bands,
right,
who are itching to get out and play.
Right.
And I understand that completely.
They're losing $40 a week, right? A lot of them are.
Sure, they miss
it's not
that.
About money. It's about just having fun playing music. I get it. Yeah. So I'm sure they do. I think Joe from Blue House here, our buddy Joe America, he actually said they got a gig outdoors somewhere, and the space eight people in a band apart, pretty far.
Yeah, so the band, it'll be 48 feet
wide.
Exactly.
Yep.
Blue House and the Rent-to-Own Horns, 48 feet wide. That'd be a song that Joe would write. Called.
It'd be about a girl's ass, though.
48 feet wide.
It'd be about a girl's
Your
ass.
Your ass is 48 feet wide. Yeah.
Either that or it'd be like a 48 foot long sausage or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That sounds good.
There's grilled pork involved.
We like the experts. Dr. Mina's going to phone the program. Doesn't have an agenda. She's just an expert, and she's a doctor. All right. She's got two doctorates out of 4 degrees.
Yeah.
Studied, only 50%.
Studied a little science in her day.
And most of the people listening to us did not.
In fact, she studies science to this day. That's her job.
Pretty much every day.
And comedian Josh Wolf is going to phone the program, too. Josh, friend of the show, of course. You know Josh. He's got a video, a Zoom.
He's going YouTube YouTube streaming live on Saturday night.
All right.
Yeah, it's actually a live event. It's the same venue where, you know, we talked
to Titus did his.
Christopher Titus a couple of weeks ago, and they set up a little sound stage. Dozen of their friends, not laughing at him. I didn't see the Titus one. Did you see the Titus one?
I did not. I like Titus's comedy, though. It's
right.
Funny.
It must have gone okay.
Yeah. I'm sure it did.
If Josh Wolf.
I'm sure it did. I mean, Titus is actually charging for it.
Hey, I'm on board.
Who's charging for it? You need to pay for the content.
That's good.
Well, you should pay for the content.
And as of right now, it says Josh is going to be in Des Moines in just a couple of weeks. So his website here says he's picking up dates starting the 1st of June. So I guess we'll see.
All right.
If those guys are back out on the road.
Yeah. I'm sure those guys, every one of them, all comedians, they all want to get back to work.
Well, it's a pay. Listen, they're going broke.
I know. I mean, their career.
Yeah, exactly.
Their career has been disrupted.
They're going broke. Colleen talked about hopefully opening up sometime midsummer, and we talked to her yesterday. Want to go in here in Omaha.
Hey, we like to talk to a lot of
guys. I don't know about the Looney Bin in Wichita or not. We'll find out from them.
We're not going to get a Netflix special.
No.
Anytime soon.
Most of those guys just
on their money by going on the road. And they've been disrupted for over 2 months now.
But I don't know how they're going to do that crowd. I don't know how they could do anything. I really don't.
Smarter people than us will figure it out.
Well, I really do think we could do a lot more if everybody wore a freaking mask. I'm serious. They say it. We could do a lot more.
I keep reading how the spread would be cut down.
Oh, it would be.
Wore a mask. Yeah. But we have to fight a culture war over that.
Right. I'm getting some new tires, and I pulled up there, and it's a chain tire place. And I pulled in there yesterday. I hadn't been there in probably a year. And the guy comes out to the county. He comes outside, meets your car. And he had a mask on. I put my mask on since he was going to talk to me at the car because I was prepared to go inside. And he asked me what I need. And he goes, okay, go out and park your car. He goes, hit your blinkers so we know which make a vehicle. And then like 10 minutes later, a guy walks out because you're second in line. Guy walks out with his mask, has a clipboard. He takes me and...
Slow down. Slow down. I'm almost there.
There's music. And then he gets all my information, looks at the tires. I don't even get out of the damn car. And he goes, okay, tell about tomorrow. We'll have him here tomorrow. Drop the car off. Cool. I mean, and it ran perfectly. You know, they know what they're doing, you know, and they're trying to keep safe.
I think there's a lot of places where the waiting room has become your car.
Yeah, it has.
Just because they can't have that many people in the building. Y'all just stay in your cars. We'll come out to you and talk to you individually.
I was going
to
yell pussy to the guy and pull out. I'm going to go somewhere else. They cough in my face. And he said, well, go ahead. No, because I'm no.
You say, can I drive it up on the lift?
No.
I don't want you in my car. Can I drive it up on the lift?
No, whatever. So it's just stupid.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, I got to get room's permission because I'm thinking
what are you gonna do? Camp?
Of breaking up a Groundhog Day.
Well, you need to.
We have a bitch in heat.
All right. Man, you shouldn't be talking about it like that.
Didn't you get in trouble with this yesterday?
I know you guys
Let's not do this 2 days in a row.
I know you have dirty talk at the house, but come on. That's pretty harsh. Oh, you mean your dog's in heat.
The dog has
to get banged, right?
And, well...
The dog's got to get banged,
she
right?
She doesn't trust the dog just getting, you know, banged.
By the right dog.
Yeah, in some backyard. So we're going to take...
What, are you having a bed for it?
No, we move
the balls out of the way.
There's a reproductive clinic.
I'm sorry.
Outside of Lincoln.
Got it.
So we bring the bitch and the stud to the repro clinic.
When they just look, they watch him bang?
And, you know, he tosses one.
All right.
Yeah.
So the dog doesn't even get a chance to get laid?
No.
Man, it's not even natural, huh? I didn't know that.
They take that. Well, you can't do it the natural way.
Right.
But so
they can be enjoyed getting banged, right?
This would be a little more.
Are you taking away the pleasure of those dogs?
Well, they already tried it once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And the guy pulled out, right?
We don't know if it was successful or not. This would ensure.
Oh, I ain't being a daddy right there.
This would ensure that it would be successful.
Got it.
So
you're going to drive to Lincoln. That's 40 miles away. Go for it.
Yeah, I'll watch him inseminate a bitch.
Yeah. That's at least you got a weekend planned.
Maybe I'll do that this this afternoon. And I'll give you a complete report tomorrow.
I'll do that.
Because, you know, you and I have been to a bull reproductive clinic.
Yes, we have. Yeah. With Pauly Shore.
I've never seen how they did it with dogs.
We took Pauly Shore to a bull one.
This place outside of Lincoln.
But, you know, we saw somebody kind of put a sheath on a bull. They got to put a sheath on a dog? Or they take the semen right from the dog's crotch area.
I would have to ask all these questions.
Because that would suck if you're
of my wife.
I thought the bull sheath guy,
but
was tough. I can't imagine him.
I think the process
putting a sheath on a little pink thing
is similar.
That's a tough gig.
I know this place.
What's your gig? I put condoms on Labradors.
Does a lot of horses. And apparently, every repro clinic in the country still has. Like the sperm of Secretariat in a freezer somewhere.
Is it everyone?
A lot.
Well, and still, because they saved a lot because it's a lot of money going to that, that particular horse, right?
The other Triple Crown winner affirmed.
I would probably choose dog sperm, though, for yours. Don't put horse sperm in your Labrador.
Excellent choice. I will pass that along.
I know you want a fast dog, but I don't think Secretariat sperm is going to work. But go ahead and try it.
At the clinic, right. I'll pass that along to my wife.
Just in case, make sure you put dog sperm in that thing.
Right. Yeah, I'm wondering.
It's a good thing there's music playing this all the time. You got a bunch of
what a dose of Secretariat costs. I'm sure it's incredible.
You mean for another horse or just for yourself?
Well, I'm thinking for a horse.
Okay.
Yeah, if you wanted to
use
the sperm of Secretariat on your horse,
you probably Google that.
A pretty good price.
Oh, yeah, horses like that, yeah.
Well, if I get down there today, I'll ask them. How much for a vial of Secretariat?
Secretariat 1 in 77, I believe, or 73.
No, that was like 73.
73, but then it lived for how much longer?
Oh, quite a bit longer.
10, 20 years probably.
Probably lived into the late 80s.
Yeah, like that.
Mid-80s.
All right, just going to town every day into a cup.
Because what are they when they're Triple Crown winners? Two, three?
Yeah, I think they're
And I think they live to be 14,
15.
Once
again, we got another horse racing conversation, right? All right. And nobody's going to go, you guys don't know what you're talking about. No,
and
of course we don't.
After they
get
done being a Triple Crown winner, that's all they do is fill vials.
That's it. That's it.
That's, you know, that's where the horse breeders make their money,
right?
By selling the vials.
Don't they have actual sex with the horses out there too? Because they do. I've heard that. You have to. I think for the horse to be considered a sire or whatever, they have to be. It has to actually be
natural.
Natural, right?
I think you're right.
So I think maybe the stuff left over is probably still good, but it doesn't count as a sire, right? think I've heard that. You have to watch him have sex.
You might be right.
Right.
You might not be considered
I've heard that.
A world-class thoroughbred if you just took a vial. All got to take the direct deposit.
All right. Yeah. All right. A lot of sperm talk there right away.
This is not where I thought this segment was going to happen.
No, we never do.
You know.
We never do.
You never know.
We never know. We don't know how this whole show's going to go, but we'll try it. Craig's next. Come on back, all right?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.